Hello, everybody. Just a reminder that this is Danny. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Outer Heaven Radio, an unscheduled episode. Me and my buddy Frankie Hardy, Funeral Attire's own Frankie Hardy. That was a real fart, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
it wasn't. Right. I bet you I had fooled though for like 1 sec. You were like, whoa, someone just farted. But I hate to break the news. It's not real.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe if you are sitting in a room with someone else, you looked over at them real, you know, with like a curious eye for like a second, like, did they just fart? Did you just fart? You know? Hopefully you did that.
Just blame it on them.
Exactly. Well, that's what I do whenever I fart around anyone else anyways, just blame it on whoever's next to me, you know?
I did that one time in grade school, and so one time I farted in class. And I blamed it on the kid next to me.
Beautiful.
And it worked. I don't know how it worked, but it worked. But let me tell you, the smell of this fart made it all the way around the classroom to the point where everyone was whispering, like, oh my God, who farted? And nobody thought it was little old Frank in the corner. And I got away with that to this day.
Wow.
Never admitted it.
You ever think about that sometimes?
Oh, I always do. And I'm so proud of it.
And you have not done that to anybody since? Like, obviously not in school, just at work and life, wherever?
Work? I don't even know if I just blame it on anybody or if I just let it happen. And if they smell it, too bad.
They smell it. That's when you make intense eye contact and
exactly.
Let them know that you did that this is your territory and they have to deal with it.
Oh, God. Welcome to WMFO, the place where we talk about farts.
Outer Heaven Radio. Anything goes. We can talk about whatever we want. And then we just happen to get on the topic of farts. And if that's not what you want to hear, I mean, I apologize. But like everybody does it. Come on.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I don't know. I'm always going to find farts funny.
Oh, I am too.
Like probably for the rest of my life.
Yep. Frankie Miranda, if you're listening, I know you're feeling the same way.
Oh, yeah, brother. If he's listening, brother, I know he feels the same way.
That brother.
You know, he like cut his beard.
He trimmed it, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see.
I saw a picture of it. It looks nice.
I'm expecting him to come back from Kentucky or Arizona, wherever he is, just looking like a different person.
Yeah, I hope he does.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Nah, it really wasn't too bad. It was just well trimmed.
Oh, okay, good.
It's not like... So our friend Frankie has a gigantic beard.
Yeah, he's been growing it for like a year and a half almost.
But it's been well-groomed.
Okay.
It still is very, very big.
Okay,
but
good.
But it's very, very nice. It's not just like shaggy.
I feel the same way about beards that I do about like sleeves, like tattoo sleeves, where like I'm not going to grow a beard that long. I'm not going to cover my entire arm in ink. I really admire them. Like if someone has it, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I love that. I'm not for me, but like I'm glad someone I know has a gloriously long beard. So I would miss it if you got rid of it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just glad it doesn't look like a president from the 1920s anymore.
Doesn't look like, I don't know, like Ulysses S. Grant or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Or
who was the other guy? There's
Rutherford Hayes or James Garfield, some random president.
Yeah,
I don't know.
James Garfield is the one I was thinking of.
I'm sure there's other presidents with beards.
Most definitely.
You know, there's even some presidents that are bald and don't like to admit it.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder.
That even exists, yeah.
It does exist.
Who am I talking about? I wonder.
You know, it's a mystery.
Anyway, so thank you to everybody who has been listening with us since 8 o'clock. We will be here till 10, possibly a few minutes after, depending on if the DJ after us shows up, which they never have. I've done this time slot last week. I think I did it the week before, and no one has shown up after 10 o'clock. So normally, like, I'll just hang out if I got nothing else to do, play some music for you guys, talk about whatever, you know, food and farts and the weather.
And beards.
So we're going to get back to some music. We will check back in with you guys in a little bit with a PSA. Hope you're all having a wonderful night. And if you're going to sleep soon, get some good rest before you're all back to work Monday morning.
Fun, fun, fun.
All right. We will be right back.
I call this one the Campfire Song Song. Let's gather around the campfire and sing our campfire song. Our C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. And if you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong. But it'll help if you just sing along.
Bum, bum, bum.
C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. Then you're wrong, but it'll help if you just sing along.
C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G
song. Patrick!
Song! C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G.
Squidward! Good! It'll help! It'll help if you just sing along! Oh, yeah!
Hello, everybody. We're back. And, that was the campfire song in SpongeBob SquarePants. And speaking of campfires, it is time for our hourly PSA. All it takes is one spark, one careless act to start a wildfire. So next time you build a campfire, find an open site, clear from dry bush and overhanging branches. Be sure to keep the fire small. And when you're done, properly drown the fire, stir it with a shovel, and then drown it again. Because only you can prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, the Ad Council, and in partnership with the National Association of Broadcasters. How'd you like that segue?
A classic.
That was fun.
A true classic.
That was fun. And you know what? Not so. It was relevant in terms of the PSA. I knew I was going to read the campfire ones, and you came up with the brilliant idea of playing that song. But it also fits because I can talk about SpongeBob SquarePants for a second. I woke up at 4:30 this morning. You want to know why? So I fell asleep with the TV on, and I was watching the SpongeBob SquarePants marathon is what I fell asleep to. And at 4:30 in the morning, the episode was playing the old one where Squidward travels through time.
Oh, no.
And it reached like towards the end of that episode where he's just in that blank white space of nothing.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? And he's just like running around and he's all alone. You know what I mean?
Squidward.
So that was playing at 4:30 in the morning and the TV was so bright because all it was just that white screen that like I woke up, I opened my eyes. I'm like, what is going on? And so I turned off the TV. And that really just like jolted me awake so much that I've been up ever since.
That's crazy.
I know. I regret falling asleep to SpongeBob now because your boy didn't sleep very much last night.
No.
And I hope to make up for that tonight.
My favorite SpongeBob episode to this day is either the one where there's no talking, there's no dialect whatsoever. It's just the vacuum.
Oh, the reef blower.
Yeah, or that's what it is, the reef blower. I don't remember if that's the first or the second ever episode.
It's the second part of the first episode.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
And it's either that or the band one.
Oh, yeah, Band Geeks. I think everyone considers that the best one.
So funny.
My answer to this question really can change day by day. Mm. I always really loved the old episode where SpongeBob could go into everyone's dreams.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that episode.
That one.
And, you know, Patrick's on, like, the little ride, and he needs a quarter. And
everybody gangs up on him because they were all invaded.
Yeah. And then, Gary's reading poetry, and Mr. Krabs is going fishing, and there's, like, dollar bills in the water. And
yep.
I don't know. I just think it's a cool episode, you know. But, yeah. Always love SpongeBob.
The owner of the white sedan, you left your headlights on.
That was when Sandy shoved like the trombone down his throat.
Yeah.
Funny stuff. So I'm going to do my best to not fall asleep to SpongeBob tonight. I'm probably just going to go back to my regular Seinfeld I've been falling asleep to.
Seinfeld, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm a humongous Seinfeld fan.
That's so funny because one time I saw a license plate that said Seinfeld fan, but without all of the vowels.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was actually just me.
It was just randomly one day.
That was just me.
Interesting.
You should have honked. I would have said hello. You should check out, whenever you get a second, go on Twitter and check out my new, not like the background, but you know what I'm talking about, like the header image?
Yeah.
Yeah. Check that out. I don't know. You might get a little kick out of it. I think it's
man.
Funny. Anyways, hope you all enjoyed that PSA out there. If you don't like SpongeBob SquarePants, that's unfortunate. Although I understand because I don't think anybody over the age of like, I want to say 30, but we'll say 35 like SpongeBob, because if you had a child when that show came out, you probably grew to hate it unless you were one of the cool parents who grew to love it with your kid. I'm just kidding. You don't have to like SpongeBob to be cool, but you know what I mean. My father used to get really upset at me because, so one thing that was popular in my household with our VCR, we used to record things, you know, on, we'd either have blank tapes or just tapes that we would just reuse over and over again. And my father was not a fan of the fact that I would just take whatever random tape was on the shelf and just like record SpongeBob over it. So it would be like maybe like an important sports game or like a newscast that he really loved. I don't know, something my father would record. And then all of a sudden SpongeBob just cuts in.
It was SpongeBob.
It was mostly SpongeBob, but like it was dating back to like sometimes it was Rugrats or sometimes it was like, you know, whatever.
Life was so simple back then.
I know. He used to yell at me. You know, my father used his VCR and recorded things on videotapes until like 2013.
I respect that.
I had to tell him what like a DVR was.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I just thought it was
funny.
But
you know what? Let him do his thing.
Yeah. You know, why not? You know the thing about VHS tapes, and this is true with CDs too, but did you know that over time, like, whatever's on just fades away?
What?
Those aren't, like, permanent records. Like, especially VHS tapes, like, the film on that, like, that will go away someday.
Well, that's very sad.
Isn't it?
My Pokemon the first movie isn't dissipated.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can find that somewhere else, but...
True.
I'm going to go... This is, like, my own PSA for anybody listening right now, and this is something that I intend to do. I'm going to tell my mother about this, but if you have old home movies on, you know, VHS tapes or whatever, you know, used old camcorders, you really ought to get those on a computer and put them on, like, CDs or whatever, back them up to a hard drive. You don't want to lose those home movies forever. It's true. That film will deteriorate, like, over time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And one day, you know, you're going to want to reminisce and go back, and then your tape's going to be all messed up. You can't really see what's going on. And you're going to wish you backed up that footage. So that's my personal PSA to everybody. Go do that. I'm going to tell my mom to do that.
I will.
My mom's not listening. She's probably been asleep for like an hour already. She goes to bed really early. I know. I respect it.
I do too.
All right, well, we're going to go back to some music. We will, of course, check in randomly. Maybe mid-song you'll start hearing some Twin Peaks music, or maybe SpongeBob will make a reappearance. I'm not saying that we're planning that. I'm just saying anything can happen on Outer Heaven Radio. So we will be right back after a few more songs. Thank you for listening.
sand beneath my toes. The beats gives a feeling, an earthy feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the four I chord can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright. On the belly face down on the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still it's not it, I wanna deal just to live, and I'll feel myself heavy off the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no, and I won't run for my life. She's got the toss now, locked down in a smile, but nothing is alright. Something else.
to say.